De retour avec Raphaël Harvey Pinard. Première, on va prendre des questions de Stu Cowan. Stu?
Raphaël, when people talk about your game, they always mention your work ethic. I'm wondering how young in your career did you realize the importance of the work ethic, and was there a player you looked up to on that part?
I would say my first year in the QMJHL, I remember Gilles Bouchard talking to me about Steve Bégin, the way he was skills, but he was also working very hard. So I was just looking at him. I watched some clip of him too, and I wanted to work as hard as him, and that's what I'm doing. That's what I did in the QMJHL, and that's what I want to do in the professional too.
That was a good guy to watch. One other question. You're a seventh round pick, just like Jake Evans. Have you watched Jake closely, and does that inspire you, what he's been able to do, and you obviously hope to follow the same route?
Yeah, for sure. He's a good example for me. I remember him, that my first camp in Montreal, I was in the same room as him. And since then, I've always watched him on the TV. This year, he played very well. So he's a good example. He has a good work ethic too. So I want to play same kind of play of him and follow his path.
Merci beaucoup.
Amy Johnson.
Thank you. Bonjour, Raphaël. Can you first, what are your first impressions so far? You've got a new coaching staff there with Coach Uhl and Kelly Buchberger and so forth. What are your first impressions of the new coaching staff?
For sure, they are all good coaches. We can easily see it off the ice and on the ice too. I think they have a good mentality, kind of same as last year with Joël Bouchard, Daniel Jacob, Alex Burrows. Like they put a good emphasis on details, and I think that's very important on the ice. So and they are very good communicators too. So it helps us to know them and to be more ready on the ice too.
You may have spoken briefly about this in French, but Rob Ramage mentioned to us the other day that when he saw you at breakfast towards the start of camp, he told you that you have a lot of heart. What does hearing something like that from Rob Ramage mean to you?
It means a lot. It's nice to hear things like that. It's part of my identity to work hard, so I want to keep doing it in the professional. And it's always nice to have good comments like that, and it just like push me to continue that way.
Merci.
Thank you, Amy. And we'll take a last question from Grant McCagg. Grant?
Thank you, Charles. Yesterday in the press conference, both the player and the coach singled you out as being impressive on the first day of camp. Do you just curious what you worked on in the off season, if there was a emphasis on any specific thing, and do you feel that you're maybe a little quicker even this season so far?
Yeah, I feel a little bit quicker. I work on that during the summer. I would say two aspects that I worked on is first my speed. Every summer I try to get as fast as I can. The hockey today is very fast, so I want to be faster and faster. And the other thing, I try to put some pounds on my body, and I succeed. It was important to me to get a little bit bigger, to get stronger in front of the net in the one-on-one too. So that's the two things that I worked on.
What was your playing weight at the end of last year, and what do you weigh now?
I was between 177, 179, 179 during the season, and right now I'm like between 182, 184.
Thanks, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, Grant. Raphaël, un grand merci pour ton temps.
Merci.
On vous revient avec GF Hull.